I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. More than 2,000 Cook County hospital, jail, and courthouse workers will be back on the job this morning. Their union has worked out a tentative contract agreement that ends an 18-day strike. SEIU local president Diane Palmer tells the Sun-Times her union did as well as they could in hammering out a four-year contract. It includes 8.5% raises, but workers will have to contribute more to their health care plans. A new report is urging Chicago Public Schools to look critically at students who go to schools that re-enroll dropouts and to do better by them. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
The report by the University of Chicago says students who attend these schools are more likely to have been homeless, victims of violence, or have been arrested than other students. Monica Bott is a senior researcher. She says the school system should use federal COVID relief money on these students.
There's an incredible opportunity to really be able to focus and design supports that are appropriate for the needs of these students if only we took the time to better understand them.
The report points out these students turn to the schools for a second chance, but less than 40% of them graduate. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
Members of the Chicago City Council's Latino Caucus are soliciting input from the public on the upcoming redistricting process. They're looking ahead to when city council members start considering the latest census data in redrawing ward boundaries. Alderman Gilbert Villegas is chair of the Latino Caucus and says the group is dedicated to creating a fair map. A former Chicago Blackhawks player is open to participating in the team's review of his sexual assault accusations against a former assistant coach in 2010. Attorney Susan Loggins says the unidentified former player and another person would consider it under the right conditions. The pair have sued the Blackhawks. Loggins says they want to know more about the parameters of the Jenner and Block investigation, and they want the opportunity to conduct their own interviews of key former and current team executives. More than 2,000 Cook County hospital, jail, and courthouse workers will be back on the job this morning. Their union has worked out a tentative contract agreement that ends an 18-day strike. SEIU Local 73 President Diane Palmer tells the Sun-Times her union did as well as they could in hammering out a four-year contract. It includes 8.5% in raises, but workers will have to contribute more to their health care plans. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown took part in a meeting about gun violence with President Joe Biden in Washington yesterday. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Brown was joined by police and political leaders from New York, California, and elsewhere. Biden says the federal government can help those local leaders by cracking down on illegal gun dealers in comments broadcast by C-SPAN.
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that work is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes.
The meeting comes after Biden announced a strike force being established in Chicago to go after illegal gun running. Brown says they talked about the need for a sense of urgency in addressing gun violence. Nearly 2,000 people have been shot already this year in Chicago. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.
Chicago-based Boeing is temporarily lowering its delivery target for the 787 Dreamliner. Boeing's discovered more work that needs to be done. Officials say they anticipate delivering fewer than half of the 787s currently in inventory this year. A new National Marine Sanctuary in Wisconsin is protecting Lake Michigan shipwrecks and offering the chance to study them. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's announced the sanctuary along more than 900 miles of coastline. Maritime archaeologist Tamara Thompson tells WBEZ's Reset there are hundreds of shipwrecks. Many are more than a century old.
They're time capsules in and of themselves. When they went to the bottom, a lot of times they went with items that would have been carried by the crew, or they're representative of cargoes that would have been carried to these small hinterland ports.
Some of the wrecks have been listed on the National Register of Historic Places, even though they're underwater. Weather today, patchy fog this morning and then cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 78. Tonight, a low of 67. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.